I am well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So it is nice to have you on again. And for those of you listening, I have Andrea on the phone with me. And today we are going to talk about the love of yoga, which is such a big topic now. I feel like this is such a huge trend and everybody is
Yes.
getting into yoga, whether just doing it every so often to stretch or really to get serious with it, like myself. So,
Right.
Andrea.
Happy to be back again. Hello, everyone. Yoga is, I wish I did this sooner. All those thoughts of, can I do this? How flexible can I be? You see those certain poses that, may tend to freak you out. You're like, oh my God, can I do this? But it's so beyond that. It's not about, you have to do those particular poses. There's different types of yoga. There's like restorative yoga, all relaxing different types. And then there's ones that go maybe a little bit more intricate, but you get out of it what you want. If you're going there to build up your core strength or just to be more flexible or just to be more peaceful. Now essential oils is a really big thing that also adds to the calming and peacefulness that you'll feel when you do yoga. But yeah, I definitely wanted to write this piece too because my experience with yoga has become such a, it's almost like a very addicting right now because my friend, really good friend, who's a yoga instructor, she just opened this world to me and she's so great at it. And she, you could really see how much she loves doing it and how she wants to help people feel the effects of it. For those who read the article, you'll get to see like all her extensive knowledge and all the hours of study that she went through and how involved she's in with it. But like right now I have a really busy time. I have so many things going on during my weekends and week that I haven't been able to do yoga. So I have to say, I feel it. Like I feel the need to do it. Like I'm craving it right now. And I just feel like, oh my God, I have to fit this in. But it's been hard to do it because I've been so busy. But that's how you know that when you try it and you feel the difference, that shift in your energy when you do it, that you need it more in your life. And it's great because, even if you buy some books too, like I mentioned, in the article, there's a book for beginners, and even though people have done it before, you look at it, you review some things, you get to see, why you're doing these certain poses, what part of the body is it helping you with, how is it affecting your mind, and it just makes you want to do it even more because you see how much it's benefiting you. And what's great about yoga too, you could bring it into your home. You don't have to always go to class if you can't. You could always buy the things that you need that you would use in the class. You could use it at home and you just create your own space of tranquility. But I just really think it helps to try to incorporate it into your routine like you would do anything else because it just helps you look at everything differently. You feel differently about everything. It helps you give yourself that time out that you need.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then in the article I wrote too, Laura was saying that she, I think, does teach some classes in school, like for children, younger children, and which I think is great, and I think it should be even more enforced that kids in some way know how to center themselves because when they get older, things are going to get crazy, things are going to get busy, and I don't feel like schools, teach you enough to, everything is, yes, school is important, learning things are important, but you have to also learn how to balance, your emotions and how to get back to that centered, peaceful state
Yeah,
and
exactly.
how to be healthy in a different way.
Yep, exactly. Just to stop for a minute and take a breath. And I think that's very important, especially with the younger school-aged kids. I taught preschool for many years, and there are certain times of the day where they just get the second wind and they're just crazy. They are full of energy, and no matter what you do, you can't calm them down. But it's funny because we actually started doing yoga in the classroom. And
Nice.
they loved it. I mean, as soon as I would put on relaxing music for them and we would just do simple stretches, just basic simple stretches, and they were so calm and it just helped the rest of the school day fly by so like smoothly. It was beautiful.
Yeah, see, it benefits everybody. And that's great. I really think that it should be, enforced more. And then, just like anything else, like when you're doing your regular studies, this could always be elevated more. The more they get older, the more they can add to what they've learned, to different poses and everything. So that's really true.
Definitely. And it's also a good way after a high intensity workout. I actually go to a class on Saturdays. It's an all women's class. It's amazing. I'll give my coaches a little shout out, Mike and Malcolm and everything. But Malcolm, at the end of every class, he does a cool down, and it's all yoga. And it's the best because you're restretching your muscles that you already were stretching in the beginning, and just you feel amazing. It's, a little tired because work you, but it's amazing. So, I mean, there are so many benefits and so many different ways for yoga in everyday life.
It's true. And for everyone who's maybe still on the fence about doing it, you don't have to worry about if there's certain positions you just think off the bat you can't do. There's still other movements you can do in between the ones that maybe you can't at that moment. You'll graduate to those points, but it's just all about movement. As long as you're moving in a certain way that feels comfortable to you, and your instructor, like my friend Laura, who's the instructor, she always checks in to make sure, are you feeling comfortable? If you're straining here, then maybe you're doing the position wrong. So try to do it this way. So, if you're definitely going to an instructor that definitely knows his or her stuff, she'll know to come over to you and maybe adjust your position or just to check in on you. So you're never really alone. And you shouldn't feel if somebody seems more advanced than you. It just might mean, who's a little bit more flexible or just who's been doing this longer, but you shouldn't feel competition or that you're doing it wrong. You're just being there is good enough because you want to take that step to a healthier lifestyle, but just don't let it hold you back, the fear of what you think you can't do and you haven't even tried it yet. And you'd be surprised, like you're like, wow, I didn't know I can do this, and I can. So it's definitely worth trying.
And like you said, there are other positions that you can do. Like in our class, if there's something you can't do, then they just go, back to the child's pose.
Yes,
So
exactly.
there's always something, there's something. If you ever feel like you're being judged in a class, then that means you're in the wrong class. And that means
Exactly.
you're, then those are just toxic people, because when you're working out and trying to better yourself, no one should be making you feel like that anyway. So if you feel
Exactly.
like that, you need to find a different class to be in that is worth your time and your money and, all of that. So,
Very good point. That's a very good point.
All right, Andrea. Well, as always, it has been a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy to be here always.
Yep, and I can't wait to have you back on again. I look forward to our next conversation.
Okay, hon. See you soon.
All right, bye. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.